minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome, welcome. This is the whole show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Glad you guys could be with us here today. Today, Colfax, we have our very first official Football Friday of the year. Yes. Yes, it's very exciting. We're very pumped for this. We're going to get into a lot of Broncos because we just have scrimmages to talk about for the college teams. But still, very excited because tomorrow night is a huge night in Broncos country. Do not mistake that, all right? I know we've talked a lot about the quarterback competition and was it really a real competition, or was it more or less just we're bringing Teddy in for the optics of the situation to make it look like we're going to push Drew Lock? I mean, really? Either way, this job appears to be Drew Lock's to lose. It appears to be that case. So if he comes out tomorrow and he's abysmal, which I can't imagine, but if he does, then yeah, you can look at that and say he is going to lose the job. And again, that could mean Teddy Bridgewater's bad too. There's a lot that goes into it. Bottom line, tomorrow night could be the start of us witnessing perhaps the future franchise quarterback of Drew Lock, or the beginning of the demise of Drew Lock. He could win the job. I would bet on him winning the job right now. 90% certain he's winning the job. I mean, I thought so from the get-go, but just based on, you know, hearing about Vic Fangio and wanting to go the safe route and Teddy Bridgewater. People think that's a safe route, by the way. Teddy is just a guy. He's just an average quarterback that became more of a backup, unfortunately, due to a lot of injuries. But he's not just a guy. So the safe route is not going with an average quarterback that has really nothing on his resume other than, yeah, he filled in pretty well for Drew Brees on a pretty good Saints team a few years back or 2 years ago. But his numbers were very much like Drew Lock's last year when he played for Carolina. So the safe bet is to go with Drew Lock and just hope and pray that it works out. Otherwise, your backup is an average quarterback. There's still potential that Drew Lock is not an average quarterback. There's potential there that he could be a great quarterback. He could be a bad quarterback. Bottom line, tomorrow night, I believe, signals the start to really finding out. And this is what we all have kind of, at least the people that were more or less, not, I don't want to say rooting for Drew Lock, but believing that it was going to be Drew Lock. Even the people that said, hey, it's going to be Drew Lock, it needs to be Drew Lock. I've been that guy. That doesn't mean I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that this guy is the franchise quarterback going forward. I just feel like you need this full year. This is the year. You find out who he is. And, you know, I was hanging out with Tanner Schwint of NoCo Now and the good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, this morning. And I was saying, hey, go with Lock. And if he struggles, he struggles and you're done. Teddy Bridgewater comes in. You hope the defense can salvage it. And you maybe get in the playoffs with Teddy being an average quarterback. And I still think you might still have a chance to get in. I think that this team is good enough up and down the roster that you still might be able to get into the playoffs, Teddy or Drew. But it's time to find out. It's time to find out. And, you know, maybe Saturday comes and goes. We know it's Drew Lock. We get through the next preseason game and then it's over and we get into the regular season. And maybe Drew struggles in those first three games that I believe, I'm not going to say must wins in your first three games, but they're need to wins. They should be easier opponents. I mean, neither one of those teams, the Giants might be a little more difficult than the Jags and the Jets at this point. But I still think those are three games you got to win. If Drew Lock comes out and struggles, Broncos maybe go 2-1, 1-2. But he's really not doing it, not getting it. then you move on. You bench Drew Lock, you put Teddy Bridgewater to start, and then Drew's your emergency guy, and then that's that. He's your emergency guy for the year, and then you move on. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. Got a party going on out there, man. Wow. It's Friday, I guess, Colbs. It's Friday. We've got to get into a Friday. Susan and Cheryl, happy about that. I know why. They're excited because I brought something today to the station. I have been canning over the last 2 years. I've been canning pickles. I am a pickle guy now.
You're the pickle man.
I brought some in. What'd you think? Full, honest review, Colfax. The world is listening.
Very good pickle. It's
spicy?
A little spicy. You said it was going to be spicy. It wasn't.
It depends. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a spicy batch as normal.
Okay.
But I've had some people are like, kind of, because I mean, if you were to eat a lot of those in one sitting, you might get some heartburn going on there.
Maybe not me.
Yeah, maybe. You're still a young man, and I don't think you have heart. Have you ever had heartburn before?
I have.
I just now recently started getting heartburn. Yeah. It's like, what is that?
That's weird.
Gah.
Pickle's good. It was crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
It was salty.
Yeah.
Vinegary. And then there's a couple other spices in there that I haven't really tasted in a pickle before.
Yeah.
That's kind of like unique.
I put garlic in there.
Yeah. Taste that.
Put the red pepper in there.
What was the one you said?
Alum.
Alum.
It's kind of a seasoning thing. Don't taste it by itself.
Okay.
Very strong.
Okay.
It's fun, man. I love it.
Delicious.
My goal was 30 jars this year, and I'm at 27. Did 27. So I just picked about 15 of them last night. We're going to get that done tonight on a Friday night. That's what I'll be doing. Yeah. I'm not a young man anymore, Colfax. I pour myself a glass of scotch and get my pickles done, get that taken care of, and then probably watch some football.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a perfect night.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing. You know, dude, there's something satisfying. Like, you can see why being a farmer is so rewarding. There's something satisfying about growing your own stuff.
Yeah.
Your own vegetables. And then eating them. Like, I have cherry tomatoes, too. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do anything with those. You just go out, wipe them on your jeans, boom.
Pop them in.
You a tomato guy?
I do not like tomatoes.
I have hundreds of them.
Okay.
I got to find somebody here.
I eat them, but I'm not a big fan
of
them.
Will you put them on a burger?
I like them on a burger.
Okay.
I don't like them by themselves.
I used to not like tomatoes by themselves. Yeah. But now I just, man, in the morning, like, a little light breakfast I like to do. Do some fried eggs.
Okay.
And then cut up some tomato slices. Boom, boom. Just, that's it. Eggs and tomato slices.
And tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's delicious.
No bacon?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Depends. You know, it depends.
Like a bacon, tomato, egg sandwich. That's, I'm okay with that.
Maybe throw a little lettuce in there too.
Yeah, why not?
Get a little EBLT.
Yep.
Be good with that. No, I love it. Now the pickles, if you've seen a jar of pickles, it doesn't look good. It looks like there's just a bunch of algae and, you know, it never looks great.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is. I kind of freaked out the other day, so don't worry. It's all good, Colfax. The
I
garlic turned blue.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't. Well, we looked it up, and it is 100% normal. Something about the pickling process sometimes will turn, if you have any kind of white item inside of there, it will turn that white. Of course, garlic's more white, right?
Right.
It'll turn that. It'll blue. Kind of turn it blue.
Huh.
And we looked it up. I don't have the science-y terms for it, but it is all good. Apparently, it did last year, and I just forgot about it. But picked it up. My grandma used to do it. My mom used to do it. And I decided, you know what? I loved those pickles growing up. They were my favorite. I honestly will not buy a pickle at, like, Walmart or anything. I don't eat pickles by themselves unless it's my own. I just don't like the other taste. It's never done it for me. So I'm a pickle snob, I guess.
Apparently.
So, yeah, maybe that's why people are excited on this Friday.
Pickles?
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe like margaritas or something.
Oh,
but
that sounds good, actually. Yeah.
I mean, Susan and Cheryl always have their secret
stash. Well,
Friday,
just because it's Friday doesn't mean it's not margarita day.
Yeah.
Or just because it's not Friday doesn't mean it's not margarita day. They do margarita day all the time.
Margarita Monday all week.
Margarita morning.
Yep.
I mean, it's a little disappointing, but you know what? You make do with it's COVID times, Colfax. You make do with who you have.
Got to get through it.
We got to get through it. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. You've heard me talk a lot about Trey McBride.
Yes.
The CSU tight end. This guy is a monster of a man. Now, did you notice something when I had Mr. Brohard on the other day from RamWire? I said, hey, could Trey McBride be a once-in-a-lifetime type player? And Mike, who is, you know, he's great at what he does. He gets a lot of insight on these players. He's like, whoa, that's a pretty heavy compliment, man. Maybe just pump the brakes a little bit.
Tone it back.
I'm a big guy that gets into current players that are good, and I'm like, man, could they be the one? Because I want to witness greatness so badly, especially locally. So I root for that. I root for Trey McBride to be the GOAT for CSU. I root for the Nuggets to be the first era to win a title in my time, because I love those stories. We have some cool ones for sure. I want to see more. Where does Trey McBride stack up compared to the best CSU Rams players of all time? Top 10, top 5. He'll be the GOAT for CSU. Now, a lot of you are like, oh, his stats aren't there. Well, you got to look at what did I asked Trey McBride what his favorite thing to do was, right? Catch a pass, run somebody over with the ball in your hand like a stiff arm, or just block somebody in the ground? He said block somebody in the ground. He wants to block. So those of you that are commenting, and I've got a lot here, like somebody just said he'll need to break a bunch of records and we'll need to win a ton. Yeah, true, I agree, but I don't know about the records. He's blocking as well. He's one of the top blocking tight ends around. But I just think somebody says he'll have to have a great year to break into the top 10. He'll need to break a bunch of records. And then this guy says, unless they win the Mountain West Conference this year, they got to win big. So let's see what the vote has. 52% of the hooligans believe that he will finish in the top 5. 42% say he'll finish in the top 10. And a nice, really pumped up 5% of the hooligans think he's going to be the GOAT for CSU. Now, could he go on and be drafted into the NFL and become like a household name? And then you go back, well, turns out he was the greatest Ram to transition to the NFL. Now, that could be the case. But was he the greatest Ram when he played? And it is unfortunate that they just haven't been very good during his time as a Ram. I heard somewhere yesterday, Colfax, I don't remember where it was, but they said it was maybe an NFL network. You know what fans hate the most? You know what drives fans the craziest? Wasted talent. So when you see a Jerry Jeudy or a Von Miller or whatever, and you go, man, these guys were Nolan Arenado. Great, some of the greatest players of all time, and what did you have to show for it? Because when you leave, at the end of the day, when you talk about Nolan Arenado, if he is a Hall of Famer, and you say, yeah, we had Nolan. Oh, were you guys roll? Yeah, we went to 2 playoff appearances. 1 wild card loss, and then 1 wild card win. And then that was it. So fans hate wasted talent. Because I look back, some of those players that we've had, you know, that have just been stud players, and that happens sometimes. You know, you look at the Nuggets. You got Nikola Jokic, in my opinion, the greatest Nugget of all time. Can they win a title during this time? Because if they don't, will you go back and say, wow, that was wasted talent? Trey McBride is certainly there. Eastside Chris sounds like Green Acres. As far as one of the comments, yeah. Green Acres is one of our Rams guys. Green. Makes sense. Top 5 for sure. I think Trey McBride will finish in the top 5. To be the GOAT, I mean, you have some really good players. Like Joey Porter being one of those guys that you certainly have to talk about. I mean, he's a stud. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Colfax, when we get to, I want to take a quick break because we're going to bring a great friend of the show in, and that's Ken Yamada from No Limit Collectibles. We're going to talk to him. They've got a big show coming up this weekend, and we'll get the latest from him. We'll take a short break. I got a lot to get to. Football Friday begins at 1 o'clock. We're looking forward to that. We do it every Friday. From now until the Super Bowl, I suppose. So we're excited about that. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Presents Day Spring Christian Day as we roll through 13 days, 13 teams on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you guys could be with us here today. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now from No Limit Collectibles, an amazing sponsor of this program, and I'm a big sports memorabilia guy, which, by the way, we need to talk about the Nikola Jokic setup. That's what I'm missing from the basement, by the way. Ken Yamada, the owner of No Limit Collectibles in Loveland. And, man, just ever since getting to know you, it's been so fun to learn more about your business, about the shows that you have, kind of bi-monthly, or every other. It seems like once a month, maybe sometimes every other month.
We just skipped July, but we were doing a monthly show.
I think a lot of people just kind of want to skip July. For anything, because it's hot, it's gross, nobody wants to do anything in July.
Yeah, everybody's on vacation, so.
But you got a big show coming up this weekend.
We do. It's a complete sold-out show.
Wow.
We have 44 tables that's sold out. And tomorrow it's going to be at the Loveland Outlets from 9 to 5, and it's free admission to the public.
9 to 5, free admission.
Yep.
Go there, check out some amazing stuff, and add to your collection.
That's right. There's going to be tons of sports cards. There's going to be Pokemon cards. And there's going to be some few sports memorabilia out there as well.
The sports card scene is probably picking up big time. I was talking to somebody today. I think the NFL ratings are going to go through the roof this year because of all of these young quarterbacks that we want to see.
Yeah, there's tons of prospects. So.
And you got to think that is, and you tell me, in your industry on the card side of things, is that picking up? Is it we're wanting to get these rookie cards of all these stud quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah, Brad, absolutely, man. The football cards right now is very hot, especially like you mentioned, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. Not sure about Zach Wilson, Mac Jones. I mean, there's just so many, even quarterbacks alone and prospects. So it's definitely an entertaining season.
Well, and you keep seeing these preseason games last night. I mean, Mac Jones coming after Cam Newton. Cam Newton looked great, but Mac Jones looked just as good. And, yeah, so you're seeing none of these guys are really struggling. And I know it's preseason, but you expected a little jitters here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mac Jones, I'm disappointed that the Denver did pass on him.
Yeah, I agree.
But, hey, I'm happy with Patrick, but at the same time, Denver Broncos seems to have a quarterback battle still going on. Even it looks like Drew Luck has the edge right now.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice to have Fields too, especially when some of the NFL players are calling him the next Russell Wilson.
Wow.
Yeah, even Denver Broncos could have had Russell Wilson too.
There's a lot of quarterback. Josh Allen. I mean,
that list
kind of is growing, and man, you don't like to see it.
But on Josh Allen though, if he was a Bronco, I would really wonder how he would have developed as a quarterback.
You gotta wonder because Denver struggled developing quarterbacks.
So about the offensive coordinator,
yeah.
So about your quarterback coach. It doesn't help for the Drew Luck that he didn't have consistent coach
right.
for – had a new coach every year.
Well, and getting Pat Shurmur just last year was the weird year to do it, right? They didn't
right.
have a traditional offseason, so
yep,
it was
exactly.
completely strange. He hurt his shoulder like week three or whatever. Then there was the mask thing, and then he was suspended or couldn't miss the game because of the COVID protocols. So I'm one of those guys that's like, man, let this be the year. Let's see. If it all takes hold, if Pat Shurmur, Drew Lock, it all takes hold this year. If not, you move on.
Right. I mean, I honestly feel like the Denver Broncos is giving the head coach and the offensive coordinator, this is probably their last year.
Yeah.
And see how that works
yeah.
out. Like
I think it's a pressure-filled year for sure. I think I think this season, yeah, they got to at least sniff the playoffs. I'm not saying they have to get in, but they got to get close for Vic to keep his job, for Pat Shurmur, for this whole thing to stay the course. You got to see some progress, especially with the new ownership situation. They're going to probably want something new if it's not working. Oh, it's a terrible mess.
It's a disaster. I'm really hoping, keeping my fingers crossed, that the Peyton Manning and the Manning family could own the Denver
Broncos. Well, that's what we had talked about, too. It's like, what's Manning's next step? What does he want to do? Does he want... I mean, you heard him speak at the Hall of Fame. When he was inducted in the Hall of Fame, a lot of people were like, wow, he sounds like the next NFL commissioner. So he may want to go that route someday. But who knows?
He may.
The sky's kind of the limit for a guy like that.
No, absolutely. For Peyton Manning, I mean, he's my favorite player of all times. And, yeah, if he could be the owner of the Denver Broncos, that would be awesome. But if he's the commissioner, hey, that would be okay with me, too.
Yeah, just have him involved in the game. And he said it. He's like, I'm not done with this game. So he will be there in some capacity. And I guess we just have to wait and see. No Limit Collectibles, Ken Yamada, great friend of the program. You got the Big Card Show, Memorabilia Show this weekend, as you said, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Outlets of Loveland. Free admission to get in there, but you got a lot of great stuff. But you were just telling me, you always get awesome stuff coming in. And what I like about, another thing I like about your store is people can call, and if for some strange reason you don't have it, you're going to say, all right, let me put down the phone. I'll see what I can do.
Yep, absolutely. Anything that anybody's looking for, I could make the calls that I need to make and try to get the specific item that the customers are looking for.
Yeah.
Speaking of new exciting stuff that's happening, we are just getting card score to our shop. It's a scanner. It will grade your card for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if any of my customers that's out there, just so you guys know, there's a new machine that's coming hopefully next week. You bring your card in, you put it on a scanner, and you have to register it. Just to sign up with your email, and they'll, with a small fee, they'll shoot you back with a score of that card.
Wow.
And so they're almost partnering up with PSA, one of the biggest graders that's out there as well. And so I'm hoping that they could get that relationship locked down. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. And the card score is a very exciting thing.
Because they can go in and find out, you know, what level their card has been, you know, because everybody thinks their cards are perfect, right? But yeah, whatever, they might have something going on.
Yep, exactly.
And there's no argument there, right? You can assess that perfectly.
Yep. And they break it down to a point, like, if it's a card, let's just say that should grade like a 10,
mm-hmm.
or for example, maybe like a 9.5. But they'll break it down to a decimal of 9.1, 9.3. They'll talk about the corners, the surface, the edging, and the centering of the card. And so it's a really unique new product that's just out there. And so we're giving it a shot. So hopefully it works out well.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, man. You guys just keep doing more and more things to add to it and making it easier for the customer.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of a new thing, too, we are definitely looking for a new location in Greeley. So, hey, if there's any realtors, commercial building that's out there, please reach out to us because we are looking for a new space in Greeley right now as we speak.
Wow, you're kind of expanding.
Yeah,
then.
We are.
Yeah,
we are.
That's been fantastic.
Yeah, the business has been, and hobbies have been a blessing. There was a little bit of blindside news that the whole hobby market got, the news that broke yesterday, Fanatics. I don't know if you guys heard, but they're taking over Topps in Major League Baseball licensing. And from what I heard, they're going to be taking over NFL and NBA. So there's going to be a huge shift in the hobby and the market. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to do, but that is a big news that I just heard yesterday.
So what do you think when you read something like, what do you think? How does that impact you? How does that impact your business? Not sure yet?
No, I'm not sure yet. Honestly, when I first heard it, it was really disturbing just because I just thought Topps is just a really good company. They've been around for 70 years.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And now they didn't want to renew their licensing. So that was a surprise. News, but I'm gonna try to be optimistic, but at the same time, I'm very skeptical about what's kind of happening. But hey, we'll see what happens, though.
Yeah, well, let it play out and kind of see. But of course, you doing what you're doing locally at the local level too. I mean, working with so many great customers, and you're able to kind of make those decisions as far as the products that you're bringing in too. So that's what's kind of cool about you guys is you can kind of move and shift with the changes.
Yep, absolutely.
I was looking at your post the other day of those Joe Burrow cards too. Man, my goodness, dude, are those signed?
It is.
Oh my goodness. So how big are those right now? Because people didn't get their full fill of Joe Burrow last year because of the injury. I think there's a lot of optimism around him. It's almost like it's a kind of a re-upping of his rookie year.
Oh, there is around Joe Burrow. The Bengals, they're trying to build around him. They got a good receiver for him, too.
Yeah.
One of those Joe Burrow cards, actually, on eBay auction, it does not have an auto or a patch, and it's not even graded, and that thing sold for $33,000.
Wow.
And so
for
my card, it kind of depended on a certain collector. Either they think it's more or actually it's less. But at the same time, I'm kind of valuing it at too close to that amount. But I'll have a huge show coming up in Dallas, too. So I'll be picking up new inventory there, too. And so we'll see what I can bring back at that show.
That's what I love, too, is you're going to all these shows throughout the country.
Yep.
And you're finding unique items that are not, you know, you're going to find some unique items in Colorado, but just all over the place. And then you're finding out, you're vetting it out, and then you're bringing it back here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I just came back from Chicago, too. I was out there for about 4 days. But after Dallas, actually, that's coming up next weekend, I'm probably heading back out to Chicago, too. There's another big show out there, too. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Bring some new inventory for the shop every week or whenever I can.
Well, and if you open up in a spot in Greeley, too, you're going to be all over getting more and more stuff coming in.
Oh, yeah. I have to.
It's all Absolutely, about options, man.
Yep.
All right. The big show tomorrow again. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Be perfect. Go out there right before the Broncos preseason game.
Absolutely.
And get your stuff. Get motivated. Get in the mode. And then sit down and watch what probably is the final chapter of the quarterback competition.
I believe so. From what I've heard, they're going to play a lot of the first team, so we'll see how they play.
Yeah, that should be interesting, man. I think I'm going to be glued to the television for sure.
Yeah, I'm pushing for Drew. I mean,
I'm at this point now, yes, because you kind of know what you have in Teddy. Drew still has, and I've talked about this a lot, Drew still has that ceiling where he could potentially be really good. He could be bad. But you know what you got in Teddy. You don't quite know just yet what you have in Drew.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately with Teddy, he just seems like a backup, not a full-blown starter for an NFL team, just in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll see. And I agree. I think Teddy's a great backup. He's solid. And it will prove to be well, because if Drew gets hurt or what have you, which could very well happen this season. I mean, you can almost count on a quarterback at some point getting hurt. So having a solid backup is a big deal.
The crazy thing is Drew Luck had the highest quarterback rating in preseason one, and number two was Teddy.
It was Teddy. So you got to be feeling good if you're a Broncos fan.
Yeah,
I know it's against Minnesota
or
whatever, but you can still take little nuggets from the preseason and go,
because
if they were bad, we'd be freaking out. But if they're good, you go, it's just preseason.
Yeah, for those numbers, for those two guys to put that.
I mean, he was flawless. He was perfect. Well, hopefully we can get that tomorrow night. Ken, anything else you want to add before we let you go, my man?
Well, guys, like I said, we are looking for a new location in Greeley, so fingers crossed and we could get that locked in. But other than that, like you already mentioned, guys, please come out to the show. There's going to be tons of Bronco player cards out there, even Denver Nuggets. So, guys, if you guys can come out to the Loveland Outlets at 9 to 5 tomorrow, guys, please come on out.
Free of charge to get out there, too. So you can just go out and look around, too. Maybe you're going to find that perfect item, that missing link from the man cave or the office or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Anything from man cave, too. It will all be there.
Yeah, I love it, man. Ken, appreciate you as always, my friend. And looking forward to seeing what big stuff you have coming down the road.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Morning traffic, news, and issues. Mornings with Gale. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Three minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Ken's a great guy, isn't he, man? I love their business. I love what they do. I have one item I need for my basement, Colfax. I would call it my man cave, but half of it is toys and more toys, so it's not quite the man cave. I get a little corner. I get a corner office there with a couple of neat things hanging up.
Dad cave.
The dad cave.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with the dad cave. But I'm missing a Nikola Jokic item. I've got a Peyton Manning deal up. I got John Elway. I've got some old Bronco stuff. Next step. So I'm already talking to Ken, and we're gonna talk. We're gonna get that figured out. But that's what's beautiful about it. Is a while ago he maybe didn't have one. But he's like, hey, I'll get it. I'll figure it out. And they've been providing some great stuff for us for Top Techs Tuesday in conjunction with Fresh Coat Painter South Platte. So it's a good connection, man. So get out to the card show tomorrow if you have some time, 9 to 5 o'clock at the Outlets of Loveland. It's free just to go, and you're gonna see some really cool things, man. Different kind of cards. As you said, the Pokemon thing, that's a big deal. A lot of people get into that. I don't really know much about it. It was kind of like after my time, I think. I don't remember. But a lot of people get into it. And man, apparently there's some money behind it too. And on the card side of things. 44 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Here's a weird story out of BuffZone.com. But soccer, Colfax, we don't talk a heck of a lot of soccer on this show, but I want to get to this story. According to BuffZones.com's Pat Rooney, here's the headline. No goal. CSU Rams use legal loophole to avoid season opening loss at CU Buffs Soccer. So, very interesting how this happened. The Buffs were rolling in this game. They had three goals by three different players within the first 28 minutes of their 2021 opener against CSU yesterday afternoon. Unfortunately, history will now not document that game. That season-opening offensive explosion never happened. Pat Rooney writes, in a wild and contentious turn of events, the first women's soccer state rivalry between the Buffs and CSU since 2018 was declared a no contest after the Rams, playing their first game under their new coach, Keeley Hagan, declined to return to the Print-Up Field turf to resume the game after a weather lightning delay that ultimately lasted 2 hours and 9 minutes. Pat goes on to write, while there were early indications the game would be replayed from scratch on Friday morning, BuffZone learned later Thursday there will be no do-over on Friday, and per sources at CU, the Rams do not intend to reschedule that match at all. Halfway through the two-hour-plus delay, the teams were on the field and just seconds away from resuming the match early in the 51st minute when another lightning strike occurred within a 10-mile radius. So they had another delay. Per NCAA rules, a soccer game is not considered an official until at least 70 minutes are in the books. With no lights available, officials were ready to resume play at 7:22 p.m. ahead of the mounting darkness. Sources told BuffZone that CSU wanted a full 30 minutes of warm-up time, but the Rams were told they could only return to the field at 7:05, equating to a 17-minute warm-up. Instead, while the Buffs and the game officials were getting prepped to resume the action and get their required 20 minutes played in order to make the match official, the Rams remained on their bus in the parking lot. Because the contest was officially suspended due to weather, the Rams cited a rule, 7.6.3, in the NCAA rulebook. They found a legal loophole to avoid defeat. The rule states once a game has been started and suspended, it must be restarted not later than 3 hours after the originally scheduled start time, unless mutually agreed upon before the start of the game by the teams or determined by the governing sports authority. Thursday's kickoff was at 4 p.m. Sanchez declined comment afterward. So, come on, right? I mean, this is like a Bill Belichick thing, isn't it? Oh, he found a loophole. We're going to not count that one. That wiped away a promising start for the Buffs, who posted their first, I guess it was a non-goal of the year in the third minute, and then three others went on to score. So, I mean, they were rolling. Kind of an interesting story. I mean, I guess if it's the rule, it's the rule. That's the loophole in it all. But lightning delays, I get that's kind of scary too. But they wanted 30 minutes of warm-up time, but they were only going to get 17. I mean, come on. At some point, you got to just go out and do it. You're going to lose. Take the loss. Move on with your life. Get the necessary 20 minutes in. But mainly because you didn't have 30 minutes of warm-up. It was only going to be 17. You declined to come out. A little strange to me. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, LeBron James received some interesting news, and he's not happy about it. We're going to talk about that. And then, of course, Football Friday begins at 1 o'clock. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Stoco Now keeps you up to speed on what's happening on a local level. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
On the Rocks Liquor, celebrating their 10th anniversary, they got the tastings. Those are back and better than ever. They got one this Saturday from 4 to 6 o'clock. You can taste Arcola Whiskey, Great Gray Gin, Jackson Hole Vodka. The owner distiller from Arcola Whiskey will be on hand to answer any questions you might have. Maybe even sign an autograph. Sign your bottle if you'd like. Stop on down by On the Rocks Liquor. Again, free tastings going on 4 to 6 on Saturday. They're just south of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. LeBron James, how about this one? He's not very happy. He received zero votes for the title of best player in the NBA. Now, it's NBA scouts and executives. They left him off without a single vote for the title of best player. So not one thinks that he's the best player in the NBA anymore. He responded to a tweet sarcastically saying he was washed up as a player, then sent out a separate one to all 50 million of his Twitter followers announcing he'd use it as fuel heading into next season. In the survey, Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant evenly split the voting among those 10 scouts and executives for the title of best player in the league. Antetokounmpo was credited with leading the Bucks to the title, of course, and Durant was a stud for Brooklyn. No Nikola Jokic in there again. The only other player considered for a vote was LeBron James, with several of those polled openly debating selecting him before eventually going with a different choice. The differentiating factor ultimately was his combination of age, the fact that he's turning 37 in December, injuries, having missed large chunks of two of the past three seasons, with the first significant injuries of his first ballot Hall of Fame career. Yeah, it's a bummer for him, but how about the league MVP is left off of this list? The league MVP. I think, Colfax, the NBA should be ashamed of themselves. The media surrounding it, the NBA, because I've said this a million times before, the league can control the narrative. If they would have gotten behind Nikola Jokic, his name would be much bigger. He was the MVP, the most valuable player. And he's left off of these things. You know, he's not given the top ratings. He's not talked about in all these lists that people are putting together online. I mean, sports outlets that are saying, here's the top five players in the league, and Nikola Jokic isn't on there. Talk about fuel. I mean, LeBron's had his time. Nikola Jokic is continuing to be up and coming. That's maybe unfair to say because he's arrived. But I think he's only going to get better. And the disrespect just continues to rear its ugly head, and it's frustrating. Football Friday coming up. Before we get there, I want to tell you about OCR, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. OCR Sports Medicine Physicians have been the official orthopedic group for the Colorado Eagles since 2003, providing team and game coverage at every home game. Visit www.orthohealth.com to see the list of physicians and all the wonderful things that they do. You can, of course, expect some great things from Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Football Friday, the very first one of the season, coming up next. We'll be right back.